Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin hey, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf ayin dalid amid beis. So yesterday we learned a real festa daf, Sanhedrin ayin dalid, which deals with the laws of Kiddush Hashem, when the halach is yaver val yehoreg, when the halach is yehoreg val yaver. From there the Gemara in its shak levetariah gets involved in how we know minyan davish pekdushas basara. The Gemara's famous kasha v'ha Esther farhesi avoy, the equally as famous teretz Amar Abaya Esther karka oyla moisa. So we started touching on a little bit of the raid that we had in the Afayin Dalet. So thankfully we left over a little bit of the sugya as it segues on to Daf Ayin Hey before we begin the next parak. So just a little bit more on the sugya of Yaver Val Yehoreg, Yehoreg Val Yaver. So just to recap, what the Gemara came out is that Kol Aveira Shebetoira, every Aveira in the Torah, if somebody would come over to you as a Yid and tell you, do the Aveira or else I'm going to kill you. So the halach is Yaver Val Yehoreg. You're supposed to do the Aveira, you're not supposed to allow yourself to get killed. With the exception of three, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim. How do you know Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim are different? So the Gemara said, Shfichas Damim is a Svara. Mi Yemar, the Dama Didach Sumik Tvei, Dama Dama, the Haugabra Sumik Tvei. Nechitesi, you should save your life by killing somebody else. It would almost imply that your life is somehow more valuable than his. We have no way of determining whose life is more valuable than whose. And it's for that reason, Sheval Taisa, there's no reason to commit the Avera of Shvichas Damim, albeit Ba'onis, being that at the end of the day, we're not even sure if the end result is going to be positive or if the end result is going to be negative. The Gemara says, once I know that Shvichas Damim is Yehoreg Valyavar, I know Gilui Arayos is Yehoreg Valyavar. I learned that from the Parsha of the Naira Murasa. And as it relates to Avodah Zarah, the Gemara said, V'haftas Hashem Aleikecha, B'chol Navshecha, teaches me that a person has to even give up his life at the expense of the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. How do we know that all the other Averis are Yavar Vahal Yehoreg? So at first glance, you would tell me, if I don't have a Pasuk telling me that it's Yehoreg Vahal Yavar, I don't have any of the aforementioned drushes. So Memela, I know Misvara almost, that the other mitzvah should be Yavar Vahal Yehoreg. But the truth is that if you look in Rashi and Tosfos, I'm going to speak a little bit more about it when we get to the raid portion of the daf, it's Mavur in the Rishonim that this that we know, that Kol Averis HaBetorah, Yaver Val Yehoreg, is also learned out from a pasuk. It's learned out from the pasuk that says, "Ushmartem es chukoisei ves mishpatei asher yasa oisam ha'odom v'chai bahem ani Hashem." And we learn from there, "V'chai bahem v'loishe yomusbem." Now that pasuk v'chai bahem was mentioned fleetingly in the sugya. Rabbi Shmuel, who's a chiddush in the sugya, he's a dasi yachid, he holds that even avodah zarah, the halach is yaver v'al yehoreg. So if somebody says, worship this idol or I'll kill you, worship the idol, don't allow yourself to get killed. Rabbi Shmuel in the Braisa said, it's learned out from v'chai behem v'loy chiyamos behem. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. And as it relates to the chachovim who hold yaver v'al yehoreg by other mitzvahs, the Gemara never gave him a makar. But Rashi and Tosfos both assume for a double pashat that the makar is v'chai behem. Either way, the Gemara brought two important caveats, both in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he reported that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan that this, that the halach is Yaver Val Yehoreg, Leishonu Elo, Shaloi B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, Aval B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, Afilo Mitzvah Kali Yehoreg Val Yehoreg. So it's true, during peaceful times, where there's no particular Gzerah enforced by the local authorities saying you're not allowed to do a mitzvah, so some isolated incident where somebody was forced to do an Avera or get killed, Yaver Val Yehoreg. Do the Avera, don't allow yourself to get killed. But during the worst of times, where there was a Shas Gzeres Malchus, over there Rabbi Yochanan said, Yehoreg Val Yaver. Unfortunately, this is something that throughout Jewish history was very often, very much Halacha L'maisa. Baruch Hashem, it's not something we have to deal with today. But once upon a time it was. We spoke out some Gemaras, Rav Chanina Ben Tradian, Elisha Bal Knafayim. So these were things that throughout history were very, very relevant. Rabbi Yochanan said a tremendous chiddush l'halacha. The second chiddush name Rabbi Yochanan was Rav in the name Rabbi Yochanan, and that was that the only time that this is true is dafka b'tzina. But b'farhesia, now you're getting involved in the realm of chilul Hashem, you're getting involved in the realm of kiddush Hashem, takes on a life of its own. And when it comes to farhesia, even a poshita avera, poshita in the sense that it's not one of the three big averas, even there the halacha is going to be yehoreg val yaver. Either way, a little bit more gemara, and then we'll speak out some more. Boom, my name is Rabbi Ami. They asked Rabbi Ami the following question. Ben Noyach, who has his own Shulchan Aruch, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Mitzvah Al Kedushas Hashem, or Ein Mitzvah Al Kedushas Hashem, the way Rashi explains the Kasha. If somebody goes over to Bnei Noach, puts a gun to his head, and tells him that, do this Aveira, or I'll kill you. Now he did it Bifarhesya. Yechanan said that Bifarhesya, the halacha is that even a mitzvah kala, the rule is Yehari Gaval Yavar. So what about a Ben Noach Bifarhesya? Does he have the halach of Yehari Gaval Yavar? Or does he have the halach of Yavar Va'al Yehari? Amalei Rava. So Rava. Amar Abaya Toshma. I'll prove it to you. Sheva mitzvahs nitztavu Bnei Noach. We know that the Bnei Noach have seven mitzvahs. For him, Isa, if you're going to tell me that Ben Noach has an obligation, Bifarhesya, to even allow himself to get killed, not to violate one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. What does that mean? It means he has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. If he has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, then it's not Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Take the list of Sheva, whatever the list is, and add an eighth one. Tamni Haven. Shouldn't it be eight? Amalei Rava. So Rava said it's not a Raya, because it could be Inu V'chol Abiz Raya. That the whole Yisoid of Kiddush Hashem in this case would be to enforce the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So maybe it's included somehow in the Sheva Mitzvah. So Bnei Noach has Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. He also has to make sure that he always fulfills them, even at the cost of his life. Make sure that he makes the Kiddush Hashem while he performs the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So maybe it's not so shver why it wasn't mentioned as an independent eighth mitzvah, because it's somehow included in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Regardless, Rava told Abaye, I don't think you have a riot from the fact that it's not counted as a separate mitzvah, because it could be it's included in the Sheva Mitzvahs that he has. Okay, so we have no riot from Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so we're left back with the Shiloh. Bo Menem Rav Ami. Again, Ben Noach Mitzuvah Al Kedushas Hashem. Oyei Mitzuvah Al Kedushas Hashem. Zok the Gemara. May Havi Alo. Amar Rav Adabar Ahava. Amri Bei Rav. Ksev, I'll bring you a Raya from Novi. Melochim Beis. The Pasuk says, L'adover Azeh Yislach Hashem L'avdecho. Bevoy Adoini Beis Rimoin. L'shtacha V'shama. V'hu Nishon Al Yodi. V'hishtacha Visi. So the context over there is Naman. Naaman had tzaras, and Elisha the Navi saved Naaman from his tzaras. But Elisha told Naaman, I'm saving you from the tzaras on the condition. The condition is you have to stop worshipping Avodah Zarah. If you stop being Oved Avodah Zarah, Naaman wasn't any Yehudi, wasn't a Yid. He says, if you stop worshiping Avodah Zarah, which is one of your Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, that's the condition I'm going to save you. So Naaman says, I agree, but I just have to make one carve-out in this agreement that I'm making. And that is that there's one Avodah Zarah, it's called Beis Rimon. And when I go to Beis Rimon, I have to worship Beis Rimon, because the king of Aram is there, and the king of Aram will kill me if I don't worship the Avodah Zarah. So we should listen to what he said. He was okay with it. That there's a concept of Yehoru Gaval Yavar, even by a Ben Noach. So what kind of time did Naaman have? Naaman said that if I'm not going to worship the Avodah Zarah Beis Rimon, they're going to kill me. So what? Let yourself get killed. It's Yehoru Gaval Yavar. Zok de Gemara, lo yilei moleh. He shouldn't have told him Lech L'Sholem. Lech L'Sholem suggested that Elisha was in agreement with what Naaman said. Zok de Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. Ha betzina, ha befarhesya. What Naaman was going to do was going to be betzina. And being that it was going to be betzina, there wasn't going to be a Yehoru Gaval Yavar. Because the whole shaila in the Gemara, the whole shaila they asked Rav Ami was whether a Ben Noach has an obligation to be Yehorig Val Yavar where there's an element of Kiddush Hashem. That's only where it's Befarhesya. So had that been Befarhesya, it's true, Naaman would have been forced to take his own life, not to worship Avodah Zarah. But that didn't happen Befarhesya. That happened Betzina. And being that it happened Betzina, had no sheiches to the shiloh that they asked Rav Ami. It was for that reason that Elisha told Naaman, Lech L'Sholem. But it's true, had it been something that took place Befarhesya, Elisha went to told Naaman, Lech L'Sholem. He would have said that, I don't care that you may get killed. The halacha is supposed to be Yehoru Gaval Yavar. Now one thing is clear, we'll get back to this soon, but one thing is clear, just have to speak out the diak immediately. Taisus makes the diak that you see from here that it was pasha to the Gemara that Ben Noach doesn't have the ordinary obligation of Yehoru Gaval Yavar when it comes to the Gimel Averus Chamuras. What do I mean? Three of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are the big three sins. Gilui Arayis is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Avodah Zarah is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And Shvichas Damim is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Now a Yid has a Chiyuv, Yehoru Gaval Yavar, when it comes to the Gimel Averus Chamuros, whether it's Betzina, whether it's Befarhesya, whether it's a Shas Gzeiras Malchus, whether it's a Shaloi Shas Gzeiras Malchus, that's Poshet, that's the Halacha. Kol Averus Shevetorah is Yavar Val Yehoru, with the exception of the three Averus Chamuros. The Gemara never even cleared a Shaila. whether a ben noyach has an obligation of yehareg v'ayavar when it comes to the gimel averus chamuras. The Gemara Shaila was where there's a question of Kiddush Hashem, where it's being done by Farhesia, and Rabbi Yochanan said that Farhesia has a very special impact on these laws of Yavar Vayahar, Yahar Vayavar. Is it Benoech Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem, or is it Benoech not Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem? That was the shayla, that maybe where there's an element of Kiddush Hashem, there's an element of Farhesia, there the Benoech has a chiyuv of Yahar Vayavar. But if it's going to be done Betzina, like the Gemara said with Naaman and Elisha, it's pashit that there's no chiyuv yaharig vayaver. Shtel tzich tafraga, why? Why is it so pashit? It was avodah zara. Avodah zara is yaharig vayaver even if it's not done b'farhesi, even if it's done b'tzinah. So it's tesis kasha. We're going to get to that in a moment. But one more Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merab. Ma'isav Adam Echad, there was a story with a person, shenasa meina b'isha achas, that there was a isha achas that he wanted to marry. V'hela liba tim. She didn't want to marry him, and he got sick to the point that he was dying. And they came and they asked the doctors, what can we do to save this person's life? They said, there's no medicine that's going to heal him. Unless he marries this woman, or at the very least, he's boiled this woman, that's the only hope he has in order to have a refuah. So they went and quickly asked the shayla, and the chachamim said, no way. Yomus, let him die. Obviously, we're not going to allow him to be over Gilei Arayis to save his life. But then the doctor said, Tamoid Lefan of Aruma, that if she stands in front of him, Aruma, that would be enough in order to save his life. And the Chachamim said, that's also not an option. Yomus, it's better he die, Val Tamoid Lefan of Aruma. Then they said that, Disaper Imen Me'acher Yaget, you know, even if she talks to him, if he hears her voice, that might save his life. And the Chachamim said, it doesn't matter. Yomus v'leit tesaper imen me'achayri agedr. Fascinating story. Zok, the Gemara pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Ridi bar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmedi. It was machlekes Amiram had to understand what the facts of the story were. Chadama once said, eshes ish ha'isa. This woman was an eshes ish. V'chadama ar pnuya ha'isa. The other one said she was a pnuya. She was a single girl. Frank the Gemara. Bishleim the mandama ishes ish ha'isa shah. Bishleim according to the mandama that says she was an eshes ish. I understand. Why do I understand? Eshes ish is an erva. And Gilei Arayis is one of the Gimel Averus Chamurais. So you can't be over Gilei Arayis even to save your life. But according to Mandama, it says that she was a Pnuya. So it wasn't real Gilei Arayis over here. So Maikulei, what's the whole tumult over here? What's the big deal? Why wouldn't Achamim allow this to take place with a Pnuya to save a person's life? The reason is because there was a Pkam Mishpacha element over here. Her family was going to be somewhat embarrassed if this woman would have to be Nivala or Tami Dofan of Aruma or even talk to him. And at the expense of this woman's family, we weren't going to allow this person to save his life. That the Chachamim felt that they had to make some sort of takon over here, because if this happens now, what happens if that happens again? And the Bnei Yisrael will be Prutzes by Arayas. But Frey the Gemara Valinsaba, he should have married her. Meaning, had he just been boil her indiscriminately, not as husband and wife. So that's Prutzes Barayas. But if they actually got married, why should that be Prutzes Barayas? The Gemara says, Le miyas v'dayte. No, marrying her actually wouldn't have helped. He didn't want to marry her. Dafke didn't want to marry her. Kid Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak. Miyem shechar beis hamikdash, when the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitla tam bia, that the tam bia that a married man has was somewhat taken away, v'nitla lo'ivre aveira, and was given to people that are nichshol and gilei arayis, but not beheter, rather be'isr. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mayim genuvim yimtaku v'lechem susarim yinam. And this person wanted mayim genuvim. So it was only the mayim genuvim tam bia that was going to save his life. But an ordinary tambiya couldn't have saved his life, so it wasn't an option for him to marry her. It sounds like from the Gemara, had it been an option, maybe that's something the Chachamim would have been okay with. But that wasn't an option. Anyways, the only option was to do this somewhat be'isser, and to do it be'isser, it wasn't going to work. Either because she was an Eshes Ish, and stam not negeya, and even on the tzad that she was a Pnuya, Rapapa said his reason, Rav Acha Brei Ravika said his reason, and it's for that reason the Gemara says, Hadron Aloch ben Seiru Meir. So, yeah, we just learned about 20 lines of Gemara, but obviously there's so much here. So a few Ha'aris. Number one, we had a Sugya. Bnei Noyach are mitzvah in Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. And Bo Menei Rav Ami, they asked Rav Ami, Ben Noyach mitzvah al Kedushas Hashem, or ein mitzvah al Kedushas Hashem. What's the shayla? If somebody goes over to Ben Noyach, puts a gun to his head, jokes on him, and says, do this Avera or I'll kill you. And it was done before Hesia. Do we say that the Benoyach has an obligation to be Mekadesh, Shem Shamayim, and give up his life not to be Eber Avera? Or does he not have an obligation to be Mekadesh, Shem Shamayim, to give up his life? Now, it's Mashma from the Gemara, we were Medayik, that the whole Shail in the Gemara was only when there's a question of Befar Hesia, where there's a question of Kiddush Hashem. But if it was Bitzina, then it's Pashit. The halacha is always going to be Yabba Vayahari. And the question is why? Three of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are the Gimel Averis Chamurais. And by the Gimel Averis Chamurais, even if it's Bitzina, the halacha is that Yahari Gaval Yavar. So why is the Shaila of a Ben Noach having a Din Yahari Gaval Yavar only being expressed where it's Befar Hesia, based on what Rav Dimi or Ravin said in the name of Rav Yechanan, L'chura, the same exact Shaila should be posed with regards to every Ben Noach who's faced with, should I be Oved Avodah Zarah, Bitzina or not? Do you have the Din Yahari Gaval Yavar or not? So Kipshuta, it's Mashra from the Sugya, because it was Pashit to the Gemara over there that Taloch would be Yavar Val Yahari. Why? Why would it be Pashit that Taloch would be Yavar Val Yahari? So Tosfos says, because how do we know Yahari Gaval Yavar by the Gimel Averes Chamuras? It was learned out from Sukkim. It was all drushes that the Gemara brought on the Fayin Dalam and Allah. So Tosfos says that all those drushes that the Gemara brought, those drushes were all said by, all those drushes were said by a Yisrael, and being that those drushes were said for a Yisrael, so we only have the drush of Yahari Gaval Yavar as it relates to a Yid, but the drushes were never said to Ben Noach. I mean that the drushes were never said to Ben Noach. It's for that reason that all those drushes wouldn't apply as it relates to a Ben Noach. But there's a very important minchas chinuch. Incidentally, if you want to go through the sugya very well over here, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, Sanhedrin Ayin Hey, so take a look at the minchas chinuch, mitzvah reish tzadik vav. It's literally hafeichba vafeichba dekulaba. How much is going on over there? And the minchas chinuch asks a gevaldige kasha. And the hektim, a gemara mesechtes yuma, daf pei hei yamin alef. So yesterday we went through a lot of classic gemaras as it relates to the sugya of Yahari Gaval Yavar. Went through Bava Metzia, daf samach peis, the machlokes ben Petura, Rabbi Akiva, Vaydezor, daf yud ches, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, Shabbos, daf memtes, the gemara with Elisha bal Knafayim, the gemara v'lidrush lehuda oin ashari, ksubas daf gimel amid beis. Every gemara that relates to this, these are well-known gemaras where there's lumdas, but very much related to the sugya that we're learning. And there's a very important gemara here, yuma, daf pei. Hey, Yom Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Kfar Hoyer, Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mehalcha Maderech. So the great Tanoim were walking together in the street. The Levi, Rabbi Yishmol ben Yishmol, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mehalcha Nacharei, and Levi and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's son, Rabbi Yishmol, were walking behind them. And Nishal Hashela Zubafim. The following question was posed to the Chachamim: Minay lepekuach nefesh shedoiches haShabbos. How do you know that pekuach nefesh is Doicha Shabbos? That was the shayla that was asked to him. Pekuach nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. How do you know? So that's the Gemara. Ritnenu Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol said, I know it from the pasuk, im b'machteres yimotzei haganav. How do you know from that pasuk? Ayin sham. The Gemara says, Nenu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, I know from a different pasuk. It says, v'chi yozidish al reyeyu. It's learnt out from that pasuk. Rabbi Lazar said, it's learnt out from Mila. It's one of the 248 Evarim Sheba Adam. Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yehuda said, I know it from somewhere else. I know it from Eshapsoisai Tishmoiru. Rabbi Yonasin ben Yosef said, I know it from Kikoida Shilochem. Rabbi Shim ben Menasya said, I know it from Vishamru ben Yisrael Es HaShabbos. And then the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Dama Shmuel, generations later, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel that my Rebbe said that, yeah, you know, awesome. Had I been there, have Amina, I would have said, Didi Adifi Midudu. I have a better makar. I mean, all the Tanam chimed in and everybody tried finding a makar. How do you know that Pekuach Nefesh is Leicha Shabbos? How do you know that if somebody is not, you pick up the phone, you call Atzol on Shabbos, and that Atzol member is allowed to get in his car and he's allowed to come and he's allowed to drive it to the house? How do you know that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos? Shabbos. How do you know you're allowed to do that? So all the Tanam chimed in, they all had a makar. So Shmuel said, had I been there, I would have given you the best makar. It says, V'chai behem v'lo sheyomus behem. Freak the michas chinuch. Gevald, what's going on? What happened to our sugi right here? We have a whole sugi over here, Yuma Pehe, where the Gemara is bringing different makaris. How do you know that Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos? How do you know Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos? Isn't that the Gemara we just learned? Isn't this a whole Festus sugi and then the Berak Mitzlehi Rumayr, where the Gemara says that with the exception of Gimel Averis Chamurois, the law always is that if somebody says, do the Avera, I'll kill you, you do the Avera. What does that mean? your life is more valuable than doing that, with the exception of the three Averis Chamuras. Those Averis are more valuable than your life. But when it comes to all other Averis in the Torah, your life is more chashuv. In other words, Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha every Avera in the Torah, with the exception of Avodah Zarah L'Ra'ah Shlichasav. Now, one of those other Averis in the Torah is Shabbos. So what's the Shaila Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos or not? And we have to come on to all these different Makairas. It's Pasha, it's our sugya. Now the emes is, you know who seemed to have gotten it right? Shmuel. Shmuel said, had I been there, I would have said v'chaybem. So the kasha is not on Shmuel. The kasha is on all the other tenam. And says the Mechas Chinuch, if you want to make it even a little bit more geshmak, Rabbi Shmuel was one of the tenam mentioned over there in Yuma, Dav. And Rabbi Shmuel was the one that said, "Minayin shepekuach nefesh shadoiches haShabbos." What was the makar? The makar was in b'machteres yimotze haganav. Now Rabbi Shmuel is mentioned in our sugi as well. Rabbi Shmuel was the one that said that even avodah zarah is nitches mipnei pekuach nefesh. And what was Rabbi Shmuel's makar? V'chai bem v'loy shiyamos bem. So you see in Sanhedrin daf ayin dalid, the Rabbi Shmuel darshens v'chai behem. The same way Shmuel darshened it in Yuma Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. Yet Rabbi Shmuel Shitase, for some reason, didn't feel that his halacha of v'chai behem v'loy shiyamos behem would be a sufficient makar to minayin shepekuach nefesh adoiches haShabbos. Afreik to Mechas Chinuch, it's tzorachim gadol. What's going on over here? Mechas Chinuch says a very important insight to answer this kasha. Says the Mechas Chinuch, the nearly the eshchiluv gadol ben onsoi anos lavar aveiru zu v'm lav yehargenu versus the case that we have in Masechtas Yuma Daf Pehe. In our sugya Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet, what's happening is somebody is going over to a yid and telling him, do this Avera, and if you don't do this Avera, I'm going to kill you. So what's happening here is that the person would need to do the Avera in order to save his life, but more so, if the person would not do the Avera, the fact that he didn't do the Avera would be the reason that he would be killed. So it would come out that this mitzvah or this avera is the reason that this person is dying. When they would write on the death certificate, cause of death, they would say he refused to eat nevel. That was the cause of death. There was no other cause of death. He wasn't sick. He wasn't in an accident. He refused to do an avera. He put up a fight, and as a result, he was killed. So the cause of death would be the avera. If the cause of death is the Avera, says the Torah, Chas v'sholem. V'chai ben v'loy shiyamos behem. Torah and mitzvahs? No way, that can never be the cause of death. Shoyim and mitzvah lo yeh d'davarot. It's never going to be the cause of death. Absolutely not. And that's the halacha. Yavar v'al yoharek. You can't allow the Avera to be the cause of death, with the exception of the Gimel Averis Chamuras. But other than the Gimel Averis Chamuras, a mitzvah, an Avera can't be the Siba and Dosh Teitim v'chai behem. In Yuma Daf Pehe, that's not what's going on. If somebody on Shabbos has a heart attack, and now there's a question, do we call Atzala or do we not call Atzala? Let's say we don't call Atzala. What was the cause of death? The fact that we didn't call Atzala? No, that wasn't the cause of death. The cause of death was the heart attack. Now, we could have saved his life by calling Atzala. But if Halacha said you're not supposed to call Atzala, then the Torah and mitzvahs would have been the cause that maybe this person didn't get the help that he could have gotten to prevent the heart attack from killing him. But at the end of the day, this is a lumbus, the cause of death was not the mitzvah. The cause of death was the heart attack. So Zokhtim in Cheschinuch, a lumbus, that our sugya, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, is talking about where the cause of death will be the mitzvah. The cause of that will be the Avera. Al zeh ne'emar v'chai behem v'loy shiyamos behem. Yuma Daf Pei Hei is talking about where the cause of death is not the mitzvah. The cause of death is not the Avera. Over there, the cause of death is this person is a chayla. What's the shayla? The shayla is something else. The shayla is, do you have this new halacha of we can now violate Avera to save his life or not? The Chaybem doesn't teach me that. For that, I need a whole sugya. Shmuel said, by the way, I disagree. I hold that just like the Chaybem teaches me that Avera can never be a source of death, so too, the Chaybem should be able to teach me this as well. But the bottom line is, says the Mechas Chinuch, it's two different sugyas, and that's why in our sugya, it's pashut, it's all the Chaybem, the Chaybem, the Chaybem. In Yuma, none of the Tanoim were all al daitam to even shtel tzuva chaybem. It took Shmuel, who said, Yavoi Hasam, and I've been there, I would have said a better pshat than everybody else said. Bottom line is, that's the distinction over here between the two sugyas. I'm going to do like the first, the third, the fifth, and the seventh aura here. We're going to have to skip around a little, because it's already getting late early, I see. So that's the first aura. The second aura is, I spoke last night to Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld, and he told me, a gewaldige Neude B'Yehuda. Beautiful Neude B'Yehuda. And the Neude B'Yehuda is in Yeridea Tinyana. It's Simin Kuf Samach Aleph. And the discussion that the Neude B'Yehuda brings is something that was once halacha l'maisa. This really happened. The story was, an Eishes Ish, wants to be Mezana B'Rotzoin to save people's lives. So an Eishes Ish feels that if she would be Mezana B'Rotzin, somehow that would be able to save people. So this was a real life Shaila that was brought to the Beis Yaakov, and I'll read it to you inside the Neid B'Yehuda, you'll see what the Beis Yaakov paskin. When we call Mokka, Guf Din Zeh, Sheyeh Mutal Le'Eishes Ish, Lezanois B'Rotzin, Kidei Lahatzel Nefashois, Einoi Torah. This idea that it should be Mutter for an Eishes Ish to be Mezana B'Rotzin, to save people, Einoi Torah. In other words, it's wrong. It is incorrect what I saw. Maybe they set out. He was away now. I don't remember exactly where. But I think she chuvas beis Yaakov simen lametes. But anoshim, the nashim shalchu b'derech. There were men and women. They were walking together. V'komaleim arkelistim echad b'sade im chaburas listim shekamoyse laragas kulam. And they were attacked by a gang, and the gang wanted to kill them. V'koma isha achas, and there was one woman there. Isha yifas. She started talking to the Reisha Listen. She was able to use her cunning Lashon, to the point that he had a tithe in her. And it was through that she saved her husband and everybody else there. And the Shiloh later was brought to the Beis Yaakov. And the question was she right for what she did? And is she allowed to be with her husband now? Because the nation is, that's Mezana Beratzin, is also the Bible. Uposak b'tshuvahi. And the Beis Yaakov, Paskin, Sheshaper Avda, that what she did was right. It was okay for her to do that. It was lekatchila for her to do that. Umitzvah Rabba Avda. Not just that, she did a tremendous mitzvah. Sheshad l'soy l'zeh. That she was able to get this person not to kill everyone, lahatzel nefashos, rak. But then he said, unfortunately, the bad news is she'af al pike nesra al baylo the heavy raya mi Esther, and his raya was from Esther. What's the raya from Esther? Because Esther went bikivun to be together with Achashverosh. She did it bikivun. If she did it, that meant it was okay for her to do it. There's nothing to talk about. It was okay for her to do it. But at the same time, what happened with Esther? Bekasher of Adati of Adati. She became also to Mordechai. She was previously married to Mordechai. Now she couldn't be married to Mordechai anymore. So the Beis Yaakov said, this Shiloh, this is an age-old Shiloh. This happened already in Shushan Abira. There's precedence for this. This is Mamash Esther. Esther went. She was an Ishes Ish. She was Mizana Berotzen to this guy. It was okay for her to do it, because otherwise she wouldn't have done it. But at the same time, she became also the Bible. So, and of course, Esther was, what she did was phenomenal. In the same sense, what this woman did was also phenomenal. It was certainly okay what she did, but Kasha Avadati, she's going to be Asura Abayil. Now said, the Beis Yaakov, now you're going to ask me, how was Esther allowed to do it? Which, as it relates to my halacha l'maisa, why was this woman allowed to do it? He says, the answer is very simple. It's Sanhedrin, that Fayim Dalam Advais. It's the Gemara that we spent so much time on yesterday. Because the Gemara says that Esther, Karka Oil Maisa. Esther was Karka Oil. See, even though Esther was Befarhesia, and it was certainly Gili Arayas, but at the end of the day, being that it was Karka Oil, and the involvement that she had in the Gili Arayas was done b'sheva al taisa. She was like the karka when someone's chayrish the karka. She wasn't doing anything. So she wasn't complicit in the act. It's for that reason you didn't have the halacha of Yehorig val Yavar. Says the Noida B'Yehuda. I vehemently disagree with what the Beis Yaakov said. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Don't bring me a raya from Esther, and I disagree with the lamdus of the Beis Yaakov. So first the lamdus, the lamdus is very simple. Isn't that the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara say that by Esther you find there was an idea of karka oilam, and as a result there was no problem of gilei arayas? So it says the Noida B'Yehuda that no. The only time karka oilam is going to help, let's do the lamdus first, that's if the woman was an oinus on the etzem ma'isabiyah. So if a man would go force a woman to do bia, so then we would say that the woman is an oinus on the etzem ma'isabir, and over there you would have the svara of karka oilam. But in the event that the woman is going and doing the bia knowingly and willingly, even if she has a cheshbon, what's the cheshbon? To save somebody's life. But she's not actually an oinus on the etzem maisa habia. Over there, you wouldn't have the svara of karka oilam. So if Yehuda said that when the Gemara said Esther karka oilam maisa, what the Gemara was referring to was before Esther ever went into Achashverosh ba'oinus. Esther was forced to live with Achashverosh. She never went in Beratzin. It was never something that she did willingly and knowingly. It was always something that she had no choice to do. So the bia was always deemed to be ba'oinus. It was with regards to those bias that the Gemara said Esther karka oilam maisa. Because being that we can view in halach as if the etzem bia was done ba'oinus, if the etzem bia was done ba'oinus, over there you have a svar of karka oilam. But to the extent that the etzem bia is not being done ba'oinus, to the extent that the etzem bia is actually being done berotzon, over there you're not going to have the svara of Esther karka oilam. Oy bazoy, freak to know the Yehuda, how is Esther allowed to do it at the end? How is Esther? See, he says, don't bring me raya from Esther. Esther was saving all of Klal Yisrael. Not just that, it was done by Hiros Mardchai Obeis Dinoi v'ulai beruach HaKadosh. That's what the Yehuda says. But he says, as it relates to the halacha, it's true there's a svara of karka oilam. That's a svara in lamdas. That has nothing to do with ruach HaKadosh. That's a svara in lamdas. But could be, says the Yehuda, the whole svara of karka oilam is a svara where you're an oinus on the etzem maisavir. But if you're not an oinus on the etzem maisavir, but rather, there's some circumstances that are forcing you to do something. And now this woman feels, let me go berotzoin, and let me be mezana with, no one forced this woman to be mezana. She decided on her own volition, to go be mezana with this person, because she felt that it would save everybody. Over there, you don't have the svar of karka oilam. If you don't have the svar of the karka oilam, says, not only is she also a bailu, she's wrong for what she did. Because what the halacha should have been is, it's gilui arayis and yoharu gaval yavar. Either way, a very important machloik is between the Noid Behuda and the Beis Yaakov. When we say that a woman, gilui arayis, karka oilam, this gemara over here, is that only when she's an oinus on the etzem maisa habia, like Esther before she went in Beratzen, the first few prokim in the Megillah? Or do we say that no, every single time a woman is involved in a maisa's nus, as long as it's being done mipnei pekuach nefesh, whether she's being forced to do the etzem maisavir, or whether she's doing the etzem maisavir berotzen, like Esther in the latter chapters of Sefer Megillah, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're still going to say that, being that she's in a state of karka oilam and it's being done machmas pekuach nefesh, you're still going to have the halacha of karka oilam hoisa, and it's not going to be a problem of yehari gavai yavas. Right? Binefal told me a beautiful isafa. He said that we all know the medrash. The medrash says that why was Esther Zoicha to rule Mehoidavat Kosh? She was Zoicha to rule over 127 Medinas. It's because she was a descendant of Sara Imenu, who lived 127 years. Everybody asks, a Medrash Pliya, what's the connection between Esther and Sara? What does Esther's 127 Medinas have to do with Sara? Specifically, Sara's 100. What does that have to do with Sara? What does Sara have to do with Esther? He said, because the emes is that when Esther became queen, the whole story of Esther involved a gewaldige chiddush. What was the chiddush? She was living with Achashverosh. Now, what was the hetter to live with Achashverosh? Karka oilam isa. But the emes is, according to Beis Yaakov, there were really two chiddushim. Number one, you have the etzem chiddush of karka oilam, but you also have that even when, in the second part of the Megillah, when she goes berotzen, kasher avadati avadati, even though she wasn't an oinus at that point on the etzem maisa bia, still it was okay, because still you say the svar of karka oilam. You know what the precedence for that is? The precedence for that is Sarah. Because what happened when Avram and Sarah came to Paroi, to Mitzrayim, and then they come to Avimelech? So Avram tells Sarah, Imri na achaysiya, say that you're my sister. Like this, Paroi, Avimelech, maybe they'll be mezana with you, but they're not going to kill me. Now, why did Avram want to make sure that he would be saved? Because Klal Yisrael is supposed to come from Avram Avinu. This is the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael, right? That's what's at stake. And what are we doing now? We're going to sacrifice Sarah to a certain degree, allow her to engage and give her a rise with Avimelech and Par. Now, what's Mestam of the Teretz? Esther Karka Oilam Oisa. Sarah Karka Oilam Oisa. That's probably the Teretz. That's why it was okay. So Esther's license to rule over 127 Medinas, which is based on Karka Oilam, the precedence of which is from Sarah. It could be that's the connection over here between Sarah and Esther. Either way, third Ha'ara, and that is, so we had the Gemara at the end. The Gemara said, Amrav Yudah Marav, Ma'isa Ba'adam Echad, there was a story with a person, She'nosan Eina B'isha Achas, he saw a certain woman, Ve'elali Batina, and he was sick, he wanted to marry, he wanted to be boil this woman. Ubav Shalul Raif, and they asked the doctors, and the doctor said, Ein Lo Itakona Achati Boiloi. The Chama said, no. So then the doctor said, if Tami Lefon of Aruma, maybe that will save his life. Yomus Val Tami Lefon of Aruma. Then the doctor said, Tesaper Ima Me'achere Hageder. Yomos v'leit tesapri ima me'achayri haget. There was a shiloh. Was she an eshes ish? Was she a pnuya? Bishlam, if she was an eshes ish, we understand the Gemara. But if she wasn't an eshes ish, what's pshat in the Gemara? And the Gemara says a pshat. This Gemara right here is a very important Gemara. It's the makar to the concept of abizrayu, the Gimel Averis Chamuras. So the Gimel Averis Chamuras are Yehoru Gval Yavar. So everyone understands that if somebody puts a gun to your head and says that, bow down to this Getchka or I'll kill you. So you have to die. That's what the Yidden did in Spain, and the Yidden have done that throughout the generations. It's Yehoreg Va'al Yavar. But what if it's not the real Avodah Zarah, but it's something that's peripheral to Avodah Zarah? It's what the Chachamim described as Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. Would you have that halacha there, or would you not have that halacha here? Over here, Seyed Achrona, is the Makar, that there's a concept of Abizrayu, and even by the Abizrayu, it's going to be Yehoreg Va'yavar. Because for this man to have been boiled Eishes Ish, that would have been real Arayas. But Tamil Lefana Varuma, that's not real Gili Arayas. And still, what was the halacha? It was Yehoreg Va'yavar. So the Achronim say that you see from this Gemara that not only is Gili Arayas Yehoreg Va'yavar, but Abizrayu, the Gili Arayas, is Yehoreg Va'yavar as well. Now, where does this come up in halacha? It actually comes up in a very important area in Hilchas Nida. In Yeridea Simin Kuf Tzadikei. The Simin Kuf Tzadikei are the Harchokis in Hilchas Nida. It's probably the easiest Simin in Hilchas Nida. But the Mechaber in Simin, in Sivkot and Tezayin, says as follows. Isha Chayla, if there's a woman who's a Chayla, so she's a married woman, V'inita. Asra L'bayla Ligabats. Also for her husband to touch her. Kidei L'shamsha. To take care of her. Kigayin L'akima, U'lashkima, U'lasaimcha. So just, she's a nita, he's not allowed to touch her. Halach Yudzayin, and Baila Roife, even if her husband is a doctor and he now wants to intervene medically to take care of his wife, Asa L'mashash L'akfah. It's something that's still going to be Asa. A man is not allowed to touch his wife if she's a nita. It doesn't matter if he just wants to help her get up or sit down, or even if he's a doctor and he's doing it B'derech Refuah, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be Asa. Says the Ramah, L'fi Masha Kosafte, D'noyagim Heter, Em Tzriche Olav D'meshamish Lo Koshkein D'mutel L'mashash L'atfakim Ein Roi V'yacha V'tzriche Olav V'yesh Sakon B'chot. Says the Ramah that in the event that there's a Shaila P'kuach Nefesh, it's going to be different. So it's only an ordinary situation where he's a doctor, it doesn't matter. She's a nida, he's not allowed to touch her. But let's say there's a question of pekuach nefesh, if there's a question of sakonas nefoshes, if there's a question of pekuach nefesh, over there it's going to be different. Very mashma from the Mechaber, that the Mechaber didn't agree with that Ramah. It's the Ramah's comment, it's not the Mechaber's comment. The Mechaber seems to say in Baila Roife, Oser Lemashish La'atfak, and it could be, even if it's a question of Pekuach Nefesh. The Ramah is the one that adds, and he says if it's Pekuach Nefesh, and there's no other doctor, then the husband shouldn't let his wife die, even though she's a nida. But in terms of the Mechaber, Mechaber sounds now, and the truth is, if you look in the Beis Yosef, it's clear in the Beis Yosef, it's clear that that's what the Beis Yosef felt. That in Baila Roife, also in Mashish Latfak, and this is going to be true, even if it's a question of Pekuach Nefashis. It says, the Shach, what's going on over here? What's the discussion? What's the Machloikis Mechaber Ramah? It says, Machloikis Mechaber Ramah is really Machloikis Rambam and Ramban. The Shaila is it Osir Mida Uraisa for a man to touch his wife if she's a nida, or is it only Osir Mida Rabban? The Rambam holds it's Osir Mida Uraisa. The Ramban holds it's Osir Mida Rabban. Says the Shach, quoting the Bas Yosef, the Mechaber and the Ramah are paskining like the Rambam and the Ramban respectively, the way they often do. The Mechaber always paskins the Shittas Rambam held that it's Osir to touch a nida Mida Uraisa. If it's Osir to touch a nida Mida Uraisa, here's the punchline. It comes out that touching a nida is abizrayu d'arayas. If it's abizrayu d'arayas, it's Yehoreg Va'yavar. If it's Yehoreg Va'yavar, who cares that she's going to die? And who cares that you're a doctor and you can save her life? This is a question of Gili Arayas. It's one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. It's Yehoreg Va'yavar. The Ramah passes like the Ramban. The Ramban holds that touching a nida is not only Asamid Arayas, it's only Asamid Rabbanan. If it's only Asamid Rabbanan, it's not included in Abizrayu d'Arayas. If it's not included in Abizrayu d'Arayas, you don't have to worry about it. I can't divrei Abis Yosef. So you hear what's going on? You hear this psak of the Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef says that if there's a man, he's married to his wife, she's a nida, she's dying. He could save her life. He's a Hatzolah member, he's a doctor, whatever it is. He's not allowed to save her life.
It's Yoharig of Ayav, according to the Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam Shita, because for him to touch his wife is not Gili Arayis Mamish, but it's Abizrayu Darayis, and Abizrayu Darayis is Nitches Mepnei Pekoch Nefesh. By the way, says the Vilna Gaon, what's the Makar to Abizrayu Darayis? The Gemara we just learned, this Maisa here, Maisa B'Isha Achas. So Abizrayu Darayis is Doicha Pekoch Nefesh, so he has to let his wife die. The Rambam will give you a heter. But the Mechaber himself, you would have asked the Mechaber, the Bish Yosef, he says, absolutely, it's going to be awesome. Frank the Shach, Gewalt. I don't understand what's going on over here. Absolutely, they ain't nearer. Devadei afla harambam. Afla harambam, that says, there's an iser. Leke iser de reisa, elokisho iser, kein derech taiba, the chibas bia. The only time it's awesome de reisa, the only time this will be considered, abizrael de reisa, has been done derech taiba. He says, I'll prove it to you. Because v'chein aminik poshet, shiroifim yisraelim. There are many doctors, the Shach says, that are from Jews, and the memashishin hatfak shalo isha, afilu eshes ish, oyoyvedes kechavim, afapishi yesh roifim achirim oyvde kechavim, even though there are other non-Jewish doctors that technically could do the same work, v'chein oysim sharen minei mishmush ayidei darkei arefuah. So why do they have a right to do it? I don't understand. A man is not allowed to touch his wife beneath it. Why? Because it's abizrael darayis. And even if she's going to die, who cares? Pekuach nefesh. Really? Then why is a from man ever allowed to be a doctor? Every from man that's a doctor, an ishes ish, walks into his office. Why? Has he allowed to touch her? Has he allowed to look at her? It doesn't make any sense. It's the same pekoch nefesh. It's the same chayvi krisis. It's the same exact iser. It's the same abizrael darayis. It's the shach's kasha. Zok the shach, the teretz obviously is. What's the teretz? The teretz is that he's not doing it derech taiva. He's not doing it derech chibas bia. This is his job. This is what he's doing. And if it's his job, the Chacham is saying you don't have to worry about Hirurim and all these other things, then it's fine. Then it's okay. So if the husband's the doctor, why should it be any worse? So if the husband is, it's a Shailu Rafua, so says the Shach, I vehemently disagree with the Psak of the Mechaber, and it's Pasha that even the Rambam would have said it. Because the Rambam also, the Rambam himself was a doctor, right? The Rambam acknowledged that it's Pasha, that it's Mutter for someone to be a doctor, and if it's Mutter for a man to be a doctor, that it should be Pasha, that it'd be Mutter for a husband to be a doctor as well. It's interesting. If you take a look at the Sidrei Taira on this halacha right here, he says that I have another kash on the Bisoysev. The Bisoysev made this chilik that it depends. If the Abizrayu is a Dairaisa, then it falls under the rule of Abizrayu Dairaisa, the halacha is it's going to be a problem with Pekuach Nefesh. But if it's only a Shailu Rabbanan, right, that's the Tliya. So according to the Rambam, we're touching an Erva, is an Issa Dairaisa, it's Abizrayu Dairaisa. According to Rabban, where it's only an Issa Rabbanan, there's not going to be a problem. That's not going to be a problem. Frank the Sidrei Taira, have a bomb cash. Says, what's the Makar to Abizrael Darayis? We just said it's our Gemara right here. Because what happened was, the doctor said, if she stands in front of him, Aruma, this person's going to live. And what did the doctor say? Yomus Valtama Levon of Aruma. So you see that even though it's a question of Abizrael Darayis, still you see that it was Doicha Pekuach Nefesh. But Frank the Sidrei Taira, what's the next thing they said? They say, you know something? Even if she just talks to him, even if she just talks to him, he could live. And they said, no, Yomus, absolutely not. But like the Sapra Imam, we're not going to let him talk to her. Now, Frank the Sidrei Taira, talking, that's definitely not an Issa Deraisa. That's for sure only an Isser Derab. Al Tarba Sicha Misha is not an Issa Deraisa. That's for sure only an Issa Derabanan. So if that's only an Issa Derabanan, why was that Deicha Pekuach Nefashas? So, Manavshach, if you're going to bring a Raya, Frank the Sidrei Taira, from this Gemara right here, Sanhedrin Ayin Hey, that Abizrayu Deraisa is Deicha Pekuach Nefashas, you have to bring a Raya that whether the Abizrayu is a Deraisa or whether that Abizrayu is a Derabanan. Because in the same exact Gemara, in the same breath, the Gemara discussed a case that's Deraisa, and the Gemara discussed a case that's Derabanan. And just like the Gemara didn't say it with regards to a case that's Deraisa, so what do you do? So this chiluk between Deraisa and Rabbanan doesn't make any sense. But Zalka says, you're tired. The emphasis is that it could be, and he quotes other achreinim that said that, I don't know if you could bring a Raya from this Gemara, because that sounds like it was a special circumstance where they were worried about prutzos. So, yesh laharich bozeh harbi. But it's just kedai to mention one thing. It's a famous truth from Ramosha, where Ramosha was asked, there was a woman who was having a hard time having children, and her husband was a fertility doctor. And the shaila was, should her husband be the one that is involved in the fertility treatment, or maybe it should be somebody else? And the base of the shaila was this halacha that we saw right here. You see in halacha that it could be, it's even more chamor for the man to be the doctor than for somebody else to be the doctor. Sleep by gaspa. So Moshe says it's poshut that it's more like katchila for the husband to do it than for somebody else. It says in Hilchas Nida, it's true, there's an idea that maybe it's more chamor if it's the husband. And what would be the svara? The svara is because libei gaspa. So there's more of a chance that an avera can happen bein ish le ishtoi. But if she's not a nida, She's not a neither when she's getting this treatment, that it's more like a tchila for the husband to do it. Because why take the risks with a doctor getting involved in things like this? Maybe that could lead to an avera. If the husband, it won't be an avera. So it actually would make more sense. When she's a neither, it's like a tchila for it not to be the husband. But if she's not a neither, it's like a, it says Rav Moshe, you're going to tell me, what's the big deal to be a doctor anyways? I thought you were allowed. It's the Shach. Shach says there's many Reifa Yisrael. It's not a big deal. So Rav Moshe had a famous raya from the Gemara Masechtis Tainis. A Gemara Masechtis, this is the closest we're going to get to Nyana Diyema. A Gemara Masechtis, Tainis, Daf Chofalo from the base. I tried. Where the Gemara says, there was a Yid, his name was Abba Umana. He was a doctor. His name was Abba. Have also le Shlomo mi Masifta Rekia kol Yoyma. Every day they would come down from the Masifta Rekia and they would say, good morning, Abba Umana. Shalom Aleichem. Little coffee cup. Abaya used to get the same thing, but kol mali yom de Shabbat. He didn't get it every day. He got it every Erev Shabbos. Rava used to get it kol mali yom de Kippur. Every Erev Yom Kippur. There's Union of the Yom. But anyways, so the Gemara says that Abaya heard that there's a Yid, Abu Umano. Every day he gets this grease. He says, who is he? He must be somebody very choshev. Right? Let's find out if Maya gets this. So every day he used to get this grease. So he must be very choshev. So what's going on? So the Gemara says they looked into Abaya, sent two of his Chevra to go look in and see what his, who Abu Umana was. And he found out that when he used to deal with female patients, he dealt with such a high level of tznias to make sure that he wouldn't come with the Avera. And they gave him a ton of from Shemayim that every single day they would come and they would give him Shalom Aleichem. Frank Ramosha, if it's so poshut for a Yid to be a doctor and there's no issues and it's not a big deal, then what was the grace of Zach that he acted Badarki at tznias? What are you worried about? It's mutter. What's the big deal? Says Ramosha, it's not so poshut and it's true, you can be Saymech Avadala. Halacha, it's okay. But at the same time, the doctor has to be aware of what it is that he's getting involved with. So there is an element of b'di'evid. I mean, that there's an element of b'di'evid. It makes perfect sense that if there's an option for it to be someone else, that's the way. Or it could be the husband. Avada, the husband's a little bit more like Adchila. And again, Anocha Hadrin, Hadrin Halach, Ben Soiru Meira, Zok the Mishnah. So we turn our attention from the sugyas of Ben Soiru Meira, the sugyas of Reidev, the sugyas of Yehargav Al Yavar, the sugyas of Kiddush Hashem to the sugyas of Sreifa. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'elu Hein HaNisrofin. So, Perek Arba Mises and Perek Ben Soiru Meira, two of the most geshmak of Prakim and Shas. Why? Because we were going through all the list of Niskalin, and, unfortunate for them, but all the Chayvei Skiva are doing, these are geshmak of sugyas. That's the reality. So you talk about, different, a lot of raid. So either way, but that didn't come out right. But as it relates to the Nisrofin, there are only two people in the Torah that are Chayav Sreifa. The Eloin and Nisrofin. Who are the two people? The first one is Habal Chamoisai. If someone is Boyal Chamoisai, his mother-in-law. And the other one is Bas Koyin Shezinsa. A Bas Koyin Shezinsa, the halacha is, even though an ordinary Eish Shezish gets Chenek, and if she's not Merasa, she gets Skila, Machlikis, Tanoim, whether only the regular Eish Shezish Bas Koyin gets Sreifa. What about the Naira Murasa, Eish Shezish? What does she get? But the bottom line is, place of Shimon and the Chachamim, but the two people that get Sreifa are a Baal Chamoisai and a Bas Koyin Shezinsa. So, the Mishnah, the Elohim Anasrafin, Haba Al Isha Ubita, which, although at first glance sounds like a person is being ba on his daughter-in-law, but it's not what it means. You need to see Rashi. You have to see the Gemara. A baal isho bita means chamoisoi. Ubas koyen shezinsa. Or a bas koyen shezinsa. That says the Mishnah. Yesh bechlal isho bita. When the Torah says that isho bita, in other words, chamoisoi gets reifa, really, we learn from that one pasuk, and it's one pasuk that says that a person that is ba al chamoisoi gets Sreifa, but Al Yidei Torah Shabbal Peh, we learn that nine people get Sreifa. So in the Torah Shabbal Ksav, it's Chamoisoy and Bas Koyin Shezinsa, but in the Torah Shabbal Peh, based on Yud Gimel Midrash, HaTorah Nidresh Espehen, we're going to have another eight. So that one is really nine. Who are the nine? Bitai, if someone's Ba'al Bitai, his own daughter. Ubas Bitai, or his daughter's daughter, his granddaughter. Ubas Benai, his son's daughter, also his granddaughter. Ubas Ishtai, his wife's daughter, his stepdaughter. Ubas Bita, his wife's daughter's daughter, meaning his wife's granddaughter. Ubas Bina, or his wife's son's daughter, also his wife's granddaughter.
daughter. Chamoisai, his mother-in-law. Ve'im chamoisai, his mother-in-law's mother. Ve'im chomav, his father-in-law's mother. All those nine are arayas that we know. But the chiddush is that they're all sreifa. How do you know that sreifa? They're all included in the parasha of chamoisai. So what's that pasuk of chamoisai? Read the pasuk. It's vayikra, perek chav, pasuk yudal. Ve'isha sheyikach es isha ve'es imo. If a man marries a woman, ve'es imo, and her mother, zimohi, but ish yisrefu oisai, the eshen, he gets sreifa, they get sreifa. What does it mean, they get sreifa? We'll see in the Gemara. But I see a zima b'saychacha. So the pasuk clearly says yisrefu oisai, and the pasuk is clearly talking about chamoisai. So at first glance, all you can take out of here is that the chamoisai, that erva, the loch is sreifa, stating that there's really nine arayas that I learned out from that pasuk. Zok the Gemara, habal isha, shenasa, bito, leiktani. How did the Mishnah refer to chamoisai? As haba al isha ubita, which the Gemara says is a little shver, because really what it should have said was haba al isha, if someone's ba on an isha, shenasa bita, when he had been previously married to his daughter. So if a man is married to a woman and now he's ba on the mother, right, that's what chamoisa is. So haba al isha, someone was ba on an isha, shenasa bita, where he had previously been married to this woman's daughter. But like Tani, it's not what the Mishnah says. Elo, what does the Mishnah say? Habal, isha ubita, michlal. So from that very subtle diuk, says the Gemara, you see the travayu liyisura, that this isha over here and this bita are both people that this person is not allowed to be baal now. Because if we're talking about a classic case where the Mishnah is describing one avera taking place, meaning a man is married to a woman, and now he's ba' on the woman's mother, then the Mishnah should have said that. It doesn't say that. The Mishnah should have said, haba' al-isha, shenasabita. There was an alternative way that the Mishnah maybe could have said it, ayin rashi, for a yeser beer. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah doesn't sound like it's describing a case where a man has a wife, and now he's ba' on that woman's mother. But it sounds like both the isha and the bita of the Mishnah are both aser. Uman ninu, who would then these two women be? We're talking about chamoisai, so in the context of chamoisai, who could this be? Chamoisai ve'em chamoisai. It must be the shviger and the shviger's mother. And that's the isha ubita. The isha is em chamoisai. Ubita is em chamoisai's daughter. That, of course, is chamoisai. Viktani, and now the Mishnah said, yesh bechlal isha ubita. That isha ubita is the source, and included in what the Torah said about isha ubita, really there's other arayas as well. Michlal, so you see then from there, ditravayu ksivi behedyo, that both chamoisai and em chamoisai are mefurish in the Torah. Right, the Mishnah refers to what's mefurish in the Torah of abal isha ubita as chamoisai. So abal isha ubita is code word chamoisai. But really, more accurately, it's not code word chamoisai. It's code word to the erva where it says mefurish in the Torah that the sreifa. What's that erva? The only erva is chamoisai. So abal isha ubita is the isha ve'es imo zimo hi be'esh yisrefu oisa ve'esav alosia zima b'soichachem. That's mentioned in the Mishnah. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah said, yesh b'chlal isha bita, even though all it says is isha bita, but included in isha bita is all these other arayas. So whatever isha bita is, that's what's mefurish in the pasuk. Now, if isha bita meant chamoisai, that's very good. Chamoisai is mentioned mefurish in the pasuk. So then the Gemara would have no problems. But we just proved that isha bita doesn't simply mean chamoisai. It means chamoisai and em chamoisai. Because if it meant chamoisai, it would have said abal isha shanasabita. It says isha bita, michlal de travayu li sura. That means these two arayas that are mentioned mefurish in the pasuk. Where do you have two arayas mentioned mefurish in the pasuk? L'chura, all you have is one erva mentioned in the pasuk. Says the Gemara. It says, really, it's totally in a sugya on the vayin vav. That's all good according to Abayda. Amar, mashmois, darshin, ikibeinayu, masi samani, rabbi kivahi, elo, the rovod, amar chamois, la'achamis, ikibeinayu, masni samani. So, really, in order to properly understand this Gemara, you would have to have learned already Yom Kippur's daf, which we didn't do. So, the point is that there's going to be a machloikis, rabbi kivin, rabbi shmol, had a darshin one word in this pasuk. The ish asher yikach es isha ves imo zimo hi be'ish yisrefu oisai, the eshen, right? Think what the pasuk is saying. A man was baal chamoisai. He has a wife and now he's baal chamoisai. So the Torah says the man is chayiv sreifa, the eshen, and both of these women are also chayiv sreifa. Why are both women chayiv sreifa? I understand why the chamoisai is chayiv sreifa, but what did the innocent wife do? She didn't do anything. So it's machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel had a understand the word eshen. And then there's another machloikis, Abaye v'Rava, if it wasn't confusing enough, had to understand the machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. In one of those four permutations, Abaya's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, you know what SN means? SN means that really, we don't understand the pasuk. The pasuk isn't just talking about someone that was ba'al chamoisai, someone that was ba'an chamoisai and on aim chamoisai. So if he's ba'an chamoisai and on aim chamoisai, SN, they both get killed. He's chayiv sreifa, and the chamoisai is chayiv sreifa, and the aim chamoisai is chayiv sreifa. So that's the gemara. Ha nichal abaya, bishlem according to abaya, the omar mashmoy starshin ikibenayu, mas nisamani Rabbi Akiva. So abaya in Rabbi Akiva had it that SN is including aim chamoisai in the pasuk. So it says chamoisai, it says aim chamoisai. So Hanichah, it's very good that when the Torah says the parish of Chamoisai didn't just say Chamoisai, it said Eim Chamoisai as well. So when the Mishnah therefore introduces Abal, Ishobita, the Mishnah was referring to two women. According to Rava, there is no such Tana. Masisamani, Amalach Rava. Tni Habal Isha Shanasabita. It's all based on a diyuk that the Mishnah said Habal Isha Bita, and it didn't say Habal Isha Shanasabita. Let it say Habal Isha Shanasabita. And Elchanami, when the Mishnah says Habal Isha Bita means Dafka Chamoisai, it doesn't sound like it means it. Edit it a little bit. Habal Isha Shanasabita. Bottom line, according to Rava, and even according to Abaya, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, when the Mishnah says Habal Isha Bita, it means Chamoisai. According to Abaya, Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva, when the Mishnah says Abal Isha Ubita, it means two arayas. It means Chamoisai and it means Eim Chamoisai, both of which are mentioned before in the Torah. Now the Mishnah said that even though it just says Chamoisai, or Abaya, Aliba, Rabbi Akiva, Chamoisai ve'Eim Chamoisai, but Yesh Bechlal Isha Ubita Chamoisai ve'Eim Chamoisai ve'Eim Chamav. So the Gemara's Diak is going to be, speak it out, first, the diak is going to be yesh bechlal isha bita chamoisei ve'im chamoisei ve'im chamav. Chamoisei is mefurish, right? Chamoisei is not yesh bechlal. Chamoisei is mefurish. Yesh bechlal is everything else that's not mefurish. Chamoisei is not mefurish and is not bechlal chamoisei. Chamoisei is chamoisei. And according to Abaya, Libid Rabbi Akiva, im chamoisei is also. So Zok the Gemara, Abaya, according to Abaya, I did the Gemara, the Mishnah, im chamav, being that the Mishnah wanted to say that im chamav, which is not mentioned before in the Torah, is included in chamoisei, toni nami chamoisei ve'im chamoisei. Even though chamoisei and im chamoisei are really mefurish, because that is the pasuk, v'isha sheikach as isha ves ima, v'eshen, it's chamoisei ve'im chamoisei. But derech agav, we mentioned those, but really it's not bechlal. That's mefurish. L'rav, according to Rav, I did the Gemara, the Mishnah, im chamav ve'im chamoisei, being that we wanted to say Eim Chama ve'Eim Chamoisai, which are both not mefurish, right? According to Rava, even Eim Chamoisai is not mefurish. Tani Nami Chamoisai, that's what we mentioned, that Chamoisai is Bechlal, even though Chamoisai itself is really mefurish. Says the Gemara Minani, how do you know? Meaning, if you look at the Pasuk, all you have is Chamoisai, and maybe Eim Chamoisai, but Minani, merely a long brisa that's going to walk us through how we were able to be marable all the other arayas to the parish of Chamoisai, and to tell me, not that they're arayas, we know that they're arayas, but to tell me that there's going to be a chiyuv straight for the Tana Rabbanon on isha sheyikach es isha ve'es ima. Ein li'eli isha ve'ima. I only know from there chamoisa. You're not allowed to marry a woman and her mother, thus your mother-in-law. Bas isha ubas bito bas benaminayin. How do you know you're not allowed to marry your wife's daughter? So the mother-in-law is one dar up. The daughter-in-law is one dar down, right? Same concept, but it's not the mother, it's the daughter. So how do you know isha ubita or bas bito bas bino, or the granddaughter? Nemar kan zima, the nemar lahalon zima. It's exer shava zima zima. Ma lalom bito bas bino, av kan bito ubas bino. So when the Torah says that it's aser for a person, it's an erva, bito bas bino, it says the word zima. And by the erva of chamoisai, it says veloy siya zima b'say chachachem. And chamoisai is sreifa. So that's how I know that bito, bas bino are also going to be strafe. Minayin lasu schorim kinekevos. The Gemara will explain later what that means. Nemer kan zima, v'nemer lahalon zima. Ma lahalon schorim kinekevos. Av kan schorim kinekevos. Minayin lasu lamata kilamala. The Gemara is going to explain what this means as well. Nemer kan zima, v'nemer lahalon zima. Ma lahalon lamata kilamala. Av kan lamata kilamala. Ma kan lamala kilamata. Av lahalon lamala kilamala. So the Gemara is going to go back and now and explain those five lines. Omar. Minayin lasu schorim kinekevos. So the Braisa said, how do you know lasu schorim kinekevos? Right. The Gemara, my schorim kinekevos. What do we mean? What's the shaila? Ilam is the shaila bas benokavas bito. We said that bitoi or bita, bas bita and bas bina are all included in the parish of chamoisai where the aloch is. It's going to be sreifa. So when the Gemara said minayin lasu schorim kinekevos, the Gemara said maybe what the shaila was as follows. I understand bas bita, but how do I know bas bina? Minayin lasu schorim kinekevos? Your wife's son's daughter should be treated the same way as your wife's daughter's daughter. So the zocher and the keva is in terms of what's the connection between the granddaughter
and the Baba? Is it through the Zohar or is it through the Nekeva? But the Gemara says, what's the Havamina that Bas Bita should be more Sreifa than Bas Bina? What was the makar that Bas Bita gets Reifa? Zima Zima. The same exact pasuk that mentioned Bas Bita said Bas Bina. If you want to hear the pasuk, Ervas Isha Ubita Leisagala as Bas Bina, Ves Bas Bita Leisikach Legala Sarvasa Shearuheno Zima He. So it said Bas Bina Bas Bita Mefurish. It doesn't say Bas Bita any more Mefurish than it says Bas Bina. Elo says the Gemara, Eim Chamav Keim Chamoise. Maybe the Shaila in the Brice is, how do I know that Eim Chamav, the Shver's mother, is like the Shviga's mother? But the Gemara says, Hashta Eim Chamoise like Kamalom, Eim Chamam Hadralah. This Brice never even addressed how you know Eim Chamoise. So why are we jumping to Eim Chamav? Right? Had the Brice said that Eim Chamoise is Aser, so I would understand the price. How do you know Eim Chamav is like Eim Chamoisei? How do you know your father-in-law, the Zohar's mother, is like your mother-in-law's mother? But the price never said anything about the mother-in-law's mother. All we spoke about was what's Mefurish, that's Chamoisei. And then we spoke about your wife's daughter and your wife's granddaughters. But we never said anything about your mother-in-law's mother that we should clarify. Shaila, how do you know your father-in-law's mother is like your mother-in-law's mother? And Rashi speaks out that even though according to Abaya, Libid Rabbi Akiva, your mother-in-law's mother is Mefurish in the Pasuk, but Rashi is not Mefurish. The Braisa would still have to speak out the drasha. Learned that from Essen. It's still a drasha, and nobody mentioned anything about a drasha. Amar Abaya, Abaya is an Ochikam. This is the way you read it. Minayin las is she'er habami menu, kesher habami menu. The Shaila is, Minayin las is chon kinekevis. Just like the Braisa says that her daughter and her granddaughters are Sreifa, how do you know that the man himself, his own daughter, and his own granddaughters are Sreifa? Right, those were three mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Yesh b'chal isho bita bitoi, u'bas bitoi bas b'noi. That's the Shaila. We just had a pasuk zima zima to tell me your wife's daughter and granddaughters have Sreifa. But how do you know that your own daughter and your own granddaughters are going to have Sreifa? That the answer is, Nemar kan zima v'nela halam zima. But the Gemara says, v'abesher didei lo k'siva be'zima. It's a nice gzera shava if it would say zima by bitai, but it actually doesn't say zima by bitai. Amar Rav, Rav explained, amali Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, asya heina heina, asya zima zima. There's a gzera shava heina heina between bitai and bas ishtai. And by bas ishtai it says zima. So the gzera shava heina heina allows me to cut and paste the word zima from bas ishtai and apply it now to bitai. Once I have Hena, Zima, by Bitoi, I can now learn Zima, Zima, Bitoi from Cha Moisai. We'll stop.